Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Anna from Austria and Jonas from Switzerland, who is currently living in India. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Shortly before the interview in Skype, I sent Anna and Jonas the following question. Imagine you both work for the same company. Most of your employees have sedentary jobs, sitting at computer screens and getting little exercise. You've been asked to come up with suggestions to encourage staff to adopt a healthier lifestyle. Discuss with your partner and agree on 3 or 4 realistic actions to report back to your manager. You have about 4 minutes to do this. In previous interviews, we've looked at the importance of working cooperatively in role plays like this. Working together can give you a better chance of completing the task in the limited time available, and can also allow you to show off your interactive communication skills as you acknowledge, respond to, and develop points made by your partner. As you listen to Anna and Jonas, decide the extent to which they acknowledge each other's contributions and make a note of any examples you hear of how they do this. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of their use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Anna and Jonas.
Okay, well, I think it's certainly important to find a way for employees to live healthier. And the first thing that comes to my mind would be maybe the possibility of doing a little walk together in the lunch break. Jonas, what do you think about it?
Yes, that's exactly what I had on my mind as well. And then I came up with the thought that maybe a communal stretching session would be appropriate as well. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, a yoga lesson in the evening.
Yeah, sounds interesting, though I'm not so sure if it would be, if everybody would like to take part if it is in the evening. So I think maybe it would be better to find things that are during the day.
Yes, that's quite right. But if you, I mean, it would be pretty realistic to organize something like this between in breaks, or I don't know. And it would be, of course, all on a voluntary basis, that you wouldn't be forced to do yoga or anything like that.
Yes, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a few more breaks would be good. What about introducing breaks of about 15 minutes, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, during which people can go to the gym? And I mean, you mentioned some stretching.
Yes, I think that would be quite appropriate. I think I find that. I forgot the idea.
I just had the idea of, maybe there are certain exercises that people can do in a very short time, even if they stay in front of their computers. But a little bit of stretching on standing up every now and then.
Yes, right. And I think. The problem about being in front of the computer all the time is that you tend to get back problems in the back, and a pain or ache in the neck, and just adjusting the stool a bit, or the height of the stool, or the angle at which you look at the computer screen, I think that would help to a great degree, and it wouldn't cost much time either.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right here. Maybe engaging somebody who is an expert on how it is healthy to sit in front of your computer would be a good idea, so that people, even if they stay, they could stay in the most healthy position at least.
I think that's the profession of ergonomics. I think that would be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
From that profession.
Okay, so can I ask you for your suggestions then?
Well, we agreed on the communal stretching, no?
Yes, we did.
And
yeah.
And then the ergonomics, and the third was the walking sessions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Excellent. Three very good ideas, especially the computer one. I'm sitting here at the moment with a neck ache, so I understand exactly what you mean about the need for ergonomics.
First of all, thanks to Anna and Jonas for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. If you go to the Splendid Speaking website, you can leave your own comments on their role play. Now for some feedback. Both Anna and Jonas proved to have excellent conversational skills, and this role play is a very good example of how to work cooperatively. Did you notice that every contribution made by Anna and Jonas started with them acknowledging a point that their partner had just made, before going on to introduce a new suggestion of their own? This acknowledgement of what the other person has said has a very positive effect on the discussion. Obviously, it shows your partner that you're listening to what they have to say and are interested in their comments. It can also be used to signal agreement, and at other times to point out problems with your partner's suggestions. Here are just a few examples from the beginning of this role play.
And the first thing that comes to my mind would be maybe the possibility of doing a little walk together in the lunch break. Jonas, what do you think about it?
Yes, that's exactly what I had on my mind as well. and then I came up with the thought that maybe a communal stretching session would be appropriate as well. Or maybe, I don't know, a yoga lesson in the evening.
Yeah, sounds interesting, though I'm not so sure if it would be... if everybody would like to take part, if it is in the evening.
If you have the time, listen again or refer to the transcript and note all the times this happens. Interacting in this way also made it easy for Anna and Jonas to complete the task within the time limit. A further example of how Anna and Jonas worked together included Anna quickly coming to the rescue when Jonas had forgotten what he wanted to say, which consequently helped keep the conversation flowing.
Yes, I think that would be quite appropriate. And then I think I find that I forgot the idea.
I just had the idea of, I mean, maybe there are some certain exercises that people can do in a very short time, even if they stay in front of their computers. But yeah, just a little bit of stretching on standing up every now and then.
Both Anna and Jonas have excellent use of English, and their contributions were fluently presented with virtually no pronunciation problems. They both use language to speculate, and the whole conversation was peppered with second conditional statements. Their English was very accurate throughout. However, here are four minor errors for you to try and spot.
And the first thing that comes to my mind would be maybe the possibility of... Jonas, what do you think about it?
Yes, that's exactly what I had on my mind as well. Yes, that's exactly what I had on my mind as well. The thought that maybe a communal stretching session would be appropriate as well. The thought that maybe a communal stretching session would be appropriate as well.
So, did you spot the mistakes?
And the first thing that comes to my mind would be maybe the possibility of...
To be fair to Anna, this isn't wrong as such, but a more natural way of expressing this would be to omit my and to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Jonas, what do you think about it?
Again, a minor error, but it would be more natural to say, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that?
Yes, that's exactly what I had on my mind as well.
To say you have something on your mind means to be preoccupied or worried about something. It would be better to say, that's exactly what I had in mind.
The thought that maybe a communal stretching session would be appropriate as well.
This is a pronunciation error. The word should be pronounced communal, not communial. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Anna and Jonas. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember that you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.